We are at our final, and final's a fancy word for final, finalist. This is Emma Field from the Department of Biochemistry and Microbiology. Emma's presentation is titled Smells Like Trouble, Evaluating Thyroid Hormone Disruption of Tadpole Olfactory Development.
In the past 24 hours, you've probably eaten a meal. You might have fried up an egg on the stove or opted for takeout. This morning, you may have washed your hair, put on makeup, grabbed your raincoat on the way out the door. In the past 24 hours, in doing these everyday things, you've more than likely been exposed to per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS. These are a class of persistent human-made chemicals which are found in consumer products like cookware, food packaging, cosmetics, and waterproof clothing. PFAS are already linked with a variety of adverse health effects, but we don't fully understand their impact on hormones, our body's tiny chemical messengers. That's where my research comes in. I'm studying the effects of PFAS on the thyroid hormone system using a small but mighty hero, the tadpole. Humans share a very similar thyroid hormone system with amphibians, making them a great model to study thyroid hormone function, which is important for growth and development. In a tadpole, thyroid hormones control metamorphosis, including the development of their sense of smell, which is crucial for finding food and evading predators. If these hormonal processes were disrupted, could it alter a tadpole's ability to sniff out predators? I will be exposing metamorphosing tadpoles to PFAS, then running a behavioral test. This test will determine whether a tadpole can smell a predator and swim away, as normal, or if PFAS weakens this critical survival behavior. We can then take a closer look on the molecular level to see if a disruption of behavior is linked with a disruption of gene expression, which dictates how and when our cells make the products we need to function. Describing harmful effects across multiple biological levels would strengthen the case that these chemicals are potentially dangerous, and not just for the tadpoles, but for our hormones too. Research investigating the effects of PFAS is important for shaping the regulation of these substances which are found nearly everywhere, from our food to our shampoo. With the help of the tadpole, I hope we may start to turn the tide against PFAS and help make these everyday substances not so everyday anymore. Thank you.